Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Well, only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again, I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there. My friend, get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine.
Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it,
worship you.
To you from the Now Network broadcast. It is truly an honor. The Bible declares, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, hallelujah. Today is Wednesday. I'm excited. I have someone special to me that's in the studio today. I would like for him to say hello.
Hello.
That is my son, Braxton. Do you love the Lord, Braxton?
Yes.
Braxton loves the Lord. Today we will be coming from the book of of St. Luke, the first chapter, or 24th chapter, excuse me, chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. And today we want to talk about the scene where Jesus rose from the grave. Oh, yes. This week is the Passover week, or some may call it the Holy Week or the Passion Week. But however, we are observing the resurrection of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. He is alive. Jesus is alive. He lives, he lives, he lives. And so today we're going to talk about the prediction. He predicted his death. On many occasions, he predicted his death. And so we're going to take a look at some of the prediction that he had made when he was among the disciples and when he was among others. But first, we're going to give honor to him. Dear Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord, lifting you up today, glorifying you, God. Lord, we thank you for your word that's going to go forward. We ask that you open up the eyes of your people, open up their ears. Lord, I ask that you speak a word through me, God, that you may want to reveal yourself to your people today, God. Lord, I thank you. I honor you. Lord, I worship you, Lord, and we give you praise and we give you honor for who you are, Lord, and what you have done for us, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know many are may have a prayer request, but the Bible said, let your requests be made known unto God. Pray unto him. He answered prayers. God answered prayers. He answered prayers. And so the Bible declares in the 24th chapter of Luke 1, starting at the first verse, it says, but very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices that had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, why are you looking among the dead, hallelujah, for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee? That the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day. Then they remembered that he had said this, so they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. Oh, hallelujah. What had happened? The angel declared, why are you looking why are you looking for Jesus among the dead? That he's not dead, he has risen. He has risen. And so I love it that Mark 12 and 27 say he is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living. And so he said, suddenly appeared to them clothed in dazzling robes. And he said that why are the two angels in the NIV, they call they named the two angels, two angels as men. Angels clothed as men. They said, why are you looking? Isn't it here? He is risen from this. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed. Okay? And so Jesus had predicted that he would die, that he would die and he would resurrect. Okay? And so to the religious leaders, the Pharisees, I remember, asked Jesus for a sign. They wanted Jesus to perform more miracles, but they did not want to know or believe in Jesus. You know, many people want miracles. They want healing, but they don't want to give their lives to Christ, okay? They did not want to believe that he was the Messiah. They did not want to believe that he was the Savior of the world, but they wanted miracles. They wanted signs. They wanted healing. And many people, when they got healed, they went back to their same lifestyle. There was no change was involved with them being delivered or being healed. Okay? And so they want the miracles, but many don't want Jesus. They want healing. They want deliverance. But many don't want Jesus. They don't want Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They want Jesus as their healer. They want Jesus as their deliverer, but not their Lord, not their King, not their Savior. Okay? And so it said he is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. Okay? And so the Bible, I recall the scripture said, when we're absent in the body, we're present with the Lord. We are present with the Lord. We are alive in Christ. Those that have died in Christ or have been risen with Christ is alive in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to get excited today. And Matthew 12 and 40 declares that Jesus, he was talking among some religious leaders. He said, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And so we see in this case, there is many blind people in this world. They have seen miracles after miracles after miracle, and still they won't believe that Jesus is Lord. We can just see how the world is. We go outside, we see the sun, we see the moon, we see all the chaos that's going on in the world. They see signs, okay, but yet they don't want to believe. They're blind, but yet they don't want to believe, okay? It's like the Bible said, the blind leading the blind. Okay, and so many, he said 3 days and 3 nights in the world. He said, I'm not going to give you any signs, okay? Only sign that I have given you is the sign that was from Jonah. He said, Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. He was predicting his death. He was predicting his death and his resurrection here, okay? But yet, they did not have a spiritual ear to understand spiritual things. You have to have a spiritual ear to understand spiritual things, okay? And he said that there is many blind people in this world. Oh, hallelujah. There are many deaf people in this world. They hear the word. Many people are sowing the word. And other people are watering the word, but yet they still don't want to hear. Yet they still do not want to hear. They do not want to hear the word. And so God wants to break through all that hardness, and he wants to break through all that unbelief, okay? This is a week that we observe what Christ has done for us, okay? And so but many people are still talking about bunnies and rabbits. They have not awaking to the truth of what the Passover week is really about, or the Holy Week is really about. They're still calling it what? Easter, bunnies and rabbits, okay? And so that's what the enemy tries to do. You know, he tries to go in, he tries to corrupt the truth, and that's what he does. He tries to come in and defile the truth and corrupt the truth. And anything that has anything to do with God, he tries to come in and corrupt the truth. Okay? See, the enemy, he'll tell you half of the story, but he won't tell you the full story. You know, he won't tell you the result of sin. Okay? But the Bible says the wages of death, the wages of sin is death, okay? But the enemy ain't gonna, he's not gonna show you that, nor is he gonna tell you that the wages of sin is death. Only thing that he's gonna tell you that sin feel good, okay? But he's not gonna tell you the result of sin, okay? And so you know, I shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew 26, 59-61 says, inside, the leading priest and the entire high council were trying to find witnesses who would lie about Jesus. Now, you see here right now, they had found no fault in Christ. There was no fault found in him. When he was arrested, okay, they said that they accused him of blaspheming, that he was the Son of God. He didn't blaspheme. He was telling the truth. He said, if I tell you that I'm not, he said, I will be a liar like you are. And he said, and I'm not going to lie because I am the Son of God. Okay? And so when they arrested him, they began to try to find people to lie and say that Christ, you know, he did not follow the law of Moses and he defiled the temple and all that old type of stuff. They was trying to find someone to lie. But it says here, inside, the leading priests and entire high council were trying to find witnesses who would lie about Jesus so they could put him to death. But even though they found many who agreed to give a false witness, they could not use anyone's testimony. Finally, the two men came forward and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. They're talking about the temple that was made with hands, okay? They were talking about the Herod's temple that was made with hands. They had no clue of what Christ was really talking about. And yet all they had was that this man said that he was going to destroy the temple, okay? And then he began to teach them, and the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. I'm just giving you scriptures telling you about how Christ predicted that he was going to suffer for the world, that he was going to die and he was going to resurrect. Jesus was having a conversation with a man by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. John 3 and 14 says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He was having a conversation with Nicodemus about being born again. Okay? And Nicodemus clearly did not understand what Christ was talking about, what Jesus was talking about. And so Jesus, he said, let me give you something that you would understand. Because the Pharisees, they were educated in the Old Testament, okay? And he said, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And so he was telling Nicodemus, this is the type of death that he was going to endure, that Christ was going to endure, that he was going to endure. And so John 7:34 says, you will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot go. So Jesus was talking to the religious leaders, okay, many times when he predicted that he was going to die, he was going to resurrect. And so it wasn't until once he died and they went to the temple, and they seen that Jesus' body was not in the temple, and the angel spoke to Martha and Mary and Joanna and told them that, why are you looking up, looking in here? He's not here. And so this is when they remembered and they understood what Christ was talking about when he was teaching them and telling them that he would resurrect from the grave, that he would, you know, like to be prophecy about the Jonah and the prophecies about, he said, you would come looking for me, but I would not be there. Then this is when it clicked to them. It clicked on that this is what he was talking about when he was teaching. Many times we don't understand what God is saying in his word until the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, okay? And so Martha, in the book of John, Martha, the sister of Lazarus, it says, now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am, oh hallelujah, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And so Christ told her, he said, I am. She said, you know, I know my brother will rise in the last time, in the last days. But Christ told her, listen, I am, hallelujah. I am the resurrection, and he is the life. He is the resurrection and the life, okay? And so he told her, she, you know, so many times they did not understand what Jesus was preaching. A lot of times they didn't understand the parables, you know. They didn't understand. They couldn't understand the spiritual things, okay? And so Jesus predicted his resurrection and his reoccurrence to the disciples. He told them that they would see him again, okay? And everything that Jesus taught them and told them and demonstrated before them, they was able to experience the fullness of it when he resurrected from the grave, okay? And he said, John 16:22 says, so with you, now is your time of grief, okay? So he was talking, Jesus was talking about when he died on the cross. But he said, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Okay, so he was saying when he died, you might have grief, you might have sorrow, but when you see me, when you're able to put your finger in my hand where the nails pierce me, and when you're able to look at my feet where the nails pierce my feet, then you will have joy. And he said, and the type of joy that you're going to have, oh, hallelujah, no one will be able to take that joy from you. That reminds me when Jesus revealed himself to me, and I knew that he was alive, oh hallelujah, and I knew that he was my favorite, and I knew that he was my king. I had the joy of the Lord that no one could ever take away from me. Okay, you can take my houses, you can take my money, you can take whatever, you can take food, but you cannot take my joy. Why? Because I know that Jesus lives. Okay, he lives, he lives, he lives. Hallelujah, he lives. John 16:22 declared that they would see him again. Jesus, we have to understand that Jesus died as a criminal of a Roman crucifixion, okay? And he didn't die of a Roman crucifixion, but he died, and he did not even sin. He did not even sin. He was not a sinner. He did nothing to deserve the type of death that was afflicted on him. But yet, Christ knew it all. He knew that he came, oh, hallelujah, he came to be that seed to be sown into the earth or the ground, the Bible talks about. That's another prophecy about when Jesus said that he was the seed that had to be sown into the earth or the ground. And what happens when a seed is sown into the earth or the ground? The seed, in order for the fruit to come to fruition, to blossom, the seed has to die. Okay? The seed, he was that seed that had to die. But in the result of it, here we are as followers of Christ, millions, millions of people, followers. This is the fruit of the seed. Okay? This is the fruit that came out of the seed dying among, and I can't just leave him in the ground, because he rose with all power. Hallelujah. He rose on the third day. Okay? He was human and he was divine, and yet he did not sin. He was the sinless, hallelujah. The Bible said that he was the sinless lamb that came to die for the sins of the world. I'm reminded of John the Baptist, where he said, behold, the Lamb of God that come away and take away the sins of the earth. Behold the Lamb of God. Okay? John the Baptist recognized who he was. Okay? He recognized that he was the Lamb of God. And so I'm going to just go through the seven days of the Holy Week, or the Passover week. The first day that we celebrate was Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is where Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And he didn't, as a king, he didn't come into Jerusalem riding on a horse, okay? But he came in peace. He came riding on a donkey, okay? He came riding on a donkey, humble. He was humble. Oh, hallelujah. He was humble, even though he was God. Yet he was yet humble. He was humble. Then Monday, Mark 11:15-18, Jesus cleared the holy temple. You know, it's something about a corrupt and a defiled temple. Christ does not like. God did not like. Okay? That is why in Acts 7:48, Stephen proclaimed, however, the Most High does not live in temple and houses made with hands. 1 Corinthians 6:19 declares, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Okay? And so he was saying that the holy God does not live in temples made with hands. Now he lives within the believers. He lives within us, okay? And the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. He lives within us, okay? Okay, and so that Tuesday, Mark 13:1-37, said that Jesus, he taught on the Mount of Olives, okay? And so we're going to trace all the way down to where the day that he was crucified and then the day that he resurrected, okay? That Wednesday, the gospel does not mention anything on what happened on that Wednesday, but on that Thursday, Jesus celebrates Passover, the Last Supper. We call it, you know, the Passover, the Last Supper, and is betrayed by his disciple Judas as a carrot, all right? And so we can see that in the book of Luke 23 through 25, okay? On that Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday morning, Jesus' body lies in the tomb. And you can see that on Matthew 27 through 66. And then on that Sunday, hallelujah, somebody need to get excited. Jesus rises from the dead. He rose from the dead. And you're going to find that in John 21 through 10. You can find that. And so when Jesus rose from the dead, we see that he has revealed himself to the women that came to the temple to bring spices. And, you know, spices, when I looked at that, it was more similar to how we bring flowers to the grave, okay? And so they brought spices and ornaments to the grave, it's just like as we would bring flowers to show our love and our appreciation for those that we lost. And so then we see also in the appearance of the resurrection that he appeared to Mary Magdalene, okay? He appeared to Mary Magdalene, and you can find that in the book of John, the 20th, verse 11 through 18. Also, he appeared to the two men that was on the road of Emmaus, and you can find that also in Luke 24:13-35. Also, he appeared to 10 of his disciples. He appeared to 10 of his disciples, and you can find that in John 20:19-24. He also appeared to Doubting Thomas. We know about Doubting Thomas. You know, he did not believe. He did not believe what they said. He had to see it for himself, okay? And so also he appeared to him. You can find that in John 20:26-28. I think this is very important for us to teach on the Passover week or the Holy Week. It's very important to teach on this because many times, many people don't know. They just don't know. They really don't know. Jesus also, he appeared to 500 people at the same time. You can find that in 1 Corinthians 15:6. Jesus instructs Peter as Jesus prepared to leave his disciples. And so, you know, when Jesus fellowship, when he came, when he rose from the resurrected from the grave, we see on occasion that he even ate. He ate fish with his disciples. We see that he fellowshiped with them. He told them, you know, that he was going to ascend to heaven. And so then he just didn't leave them. He told them to go to Jerusalem. The book of Acts tells them to go to Jerusalem and wait there, tarry there for the Holy Spirit. And then he also gave them the Great Commission, and then he sent to heaven. He gave them instructions. He gave them instruction. He also, his relationship back with Peter was restored. The relationship with Peter was restored because we know that in Peter's desperateness to protect himself, he denied Christ. He denied Christ. He had told him already that before the rooster crowed three times, Peter, you're going to deny me. And we see here when Christ resurrected, he restored Peter's confidence. He restored the relationship back with Peter. He let Peter know that it's okay, Peter, you know, pick up your countenance and move forward. And so that's a word for someone today. You know, you may have, you know, maybe down in emotions and down right now, especially when things are going on. And I'll encourage you to pick your countenance up, pick your face up, and continue to worship God, continue to trust God and believe in him. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We cannot be distracted or just focus on things that's going on around us. We must stay in the center where we trust Christ, where we trust God with all. The Bible says, trust God with all our might and lean not into our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So this is a time that we must trust God and trust God of who he say it is and stand on his word. Someone told me the other day that in Walmart, they have sold out a Bible. They show pictures where Walmart has sold out a Bible. People are giving their lives to Christ. They're calling upon the name of God because they know that Christ and this and things that's going on right now, it's only Christ that can save you. It's only Christ that can protect you and keep you right now. It's only Christ that can give you peace of your mind. And so right now, this is the time. So I'm encouraging you to keep on pressing forward, moving forward, trusting God. God has given you gifts. God has given you talents. You know, exercise your gift. You know, this is a time to get closer to God, okay? This is not a time to sit up and watch a lot of TV and listen to a lot of things that's not meaningless to follow. I mean, that's meaningless. Listening and focus on things that are meaningless, okay? I had to change a lot of things in my life. You know, my kids is at home, and a lot of times, you know, when they're at school, I have a lot of time to study. But, you know, I don't have all that time, but I had to find the time to spend time with God. And so I know a lot of things have changed, and so we have to find the time to spend time with God. And so I'm just encouraging you to stay encouraged. This is Holy Week. And, you know, just take this time to observe and reflect on everything that God has done for you. And I just pray that you continue to be encouraged. I pray that God continue to protect you and keep you from every harm, every danger, every disease, every virus. I pray that God continue to protect you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Say God bless you.
God bless you.
All right now, God.
Drink from the well that never runs dry. You have access. Drink from the well that never runs dry. Drink from the well that never runs dry. Drink from the well that never runs dry. My well runs deep. Thank you.
from the well that won't run dry. Come on, drink from the well that won't run dry. Let's drink from the well that won't run dry. Drink from the well.
Drink from the well.
Drink from the well.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone that's on this from the network, we will be transitioning over to our test broadcast on Zoom. I text you the link. If you press the link there, it will come up on your phone. And you just got to put in that access code. You don't need a password. But I want to test the system out tonight. For those of you that are listening to the broadcast and the worship got you just in such a great, awesome place, God bless you. But I wanted to say, because I see many of the team members on here tonight, to get ready to transition over to Zoom. We got about 15 minutes. I want to see you guys face-to-face. I want us to test this thing out to make sure Friday night goes flow. We will have this broadcast available to us, but we really want to go more towards Zoom. So please be on 12 minutes from now, 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 Mountain, 9 Central, and 10. I hate it so late on the East Coast, but let's test this thing out tonight, and we're going to pray, and I want to share some things that God has instructed for us to go forward the next 2 days. Love you guys. Talk to you real soon. Those that were here just listening, what a great word about Holy Week. But are you ready for this great word Friday? The 7 last sayings. Not back then, but today. Love you guys. Oh, and don't hang up. I got one more song for you. Since you're still with me, I will definitely play the new hit single from UConn featuring Pastor E. We just want to serve you.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you,
Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, 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 I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on the mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me, cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know, you have to thank God saved me. High out here on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You.
just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.